Welcome to A Kind and Gentle Word. I'm Jordan, and today is day 14 of our walk through the book of Psalms. It's my hope that as we've been walking through these verses, these chapters, that you're really allowing God's word to soak into your heart and flow through your veins to become a part of your entire being. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good." The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. I've said it before, and I'm sure I will continue to say it many times again. There are times when just taking in one single chapter of Psalms can be a little bit odd, especially when we start talking about evildoers and corrupt deeds and all of those things that confuse us, because it is part of the Old Testament, and these are very much based on what was happening during that time of Israel. And we don't exactly always understand where the context is in Scripture, unless you're a Bible scholar, and by all means, please reach out to me and let's discuss more things. I myself did go to Bible school. It was right after high school, 1 year of just the Bible. That was our only textbook. And so I feel like I know a lot, but also not that much. But what I want to really focus on is the scripture where it says, "The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God." God wants us to understand. He wants us to seek him. And the more that we seek God, the more understanding will become clear. So the more scripture you read, the more we'll begin to understand, which is why it's so important to wake up with scripture and hopefully to fall asleep as well. So let's remember to be kind to others and gentle with yourself, for we are all a work in progress.